do you know how to spell arrogant? Susan and I hiked down the bike path the next morning. He even demanded to see a permit, for God's sake, I grumbled. Like he was the schoolyard bully and I was supposed to hand over my lunch. Yesterday's storm, fierce but brief, left underbrush strewn on the ground. But it was still hot and humid, one of those summer days that bears down and smothers you with its weight. Susan skirted the underbrush. It was a metaphor for her life. A tall, willowy redhead who turns the word elegant into a transitive verb. She never seems to make a misstep. She has a solid marriage, two well-behaved kids, and a part-time job that she loves. And unlike me, she's always ready for her close-up. While I had thrown on cutoffs, dirty sneakers, and an oversized tee, Susan wore khaki shorts and an ivory shirt that set off her creamy complexion. The sun caught sparks in her hair. A permit! Does he own the airstrip? She asked. Just a Cessna or two, but you know who his flying buddy was. Who? The chief of police of Lake Geneva. Her brows drew together. So? Susan's husband is active in village politics. She's used to hobnobbing with VIPs. Susan, a waitress at the lodge, told me he and Daria Flynn had drinks together there, more than once. Then, Daria was abandoned at the rest stop by her boyfriend just before she was killed. And the significance of that is? Well, if the chief of police is your best friend, you can get away with a lot. Susan threw out her hand, like the Supremes used to when they performed Stop in the Name of Love. Slow down there, I stopped. Just because two people have drinks together doesn't mean they're in a relationship, and it certainly doesn't mean the man has anything to do with her murder, she looked at me. Unless there's something you're not telling me. But just suppose he was Daria's lover. She's young, beautiful, and ambitious. He's rich and powerful, and his best friend is the chief of police? You know how those things work. Ellie, you know better than to string together a lot of hypotheticals. If you'd had the same kind of run-in with him as I did, you might too. But here's the kicker. Susan smiled triumphantly. There is something else.